Letters to Sri Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi by Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat. Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat, the founder of Sri Arunachala Ashrama, poured forth his petitions and prayers to Sri Bhagavan in his prayer manuscripts. These letters of supplication to his guru, written on his trusty Hermes 3000 typewriter that served as a shrine for Sri Bhagavat, were a method for pouring out his heart's longings and placing them at the feet of Sri Bhagavan. These outpourings resulted in thousands of pages of manuscripts. They revealed the inner state of one who had taken Sri Bhagavan as his sole refuge and whose life was centered in him alone. We share here two letters from his book, In Search of Self. Arunachala Ramana, at this time last year, I was at your lotus feet along with my nephew, Ram Bahadur, who was made an instrument of Arunachala to enable me to be present physically before you. For a full year, I have not been able to present myself at your lotus shrine, but you know how eagerly I pine for the day to return to Sri Ramanashramam with my family. Bhagavan, I am your child, and I cannot survive for a moment without your grace. I know it well that Shiva's grace flows to me all the time, uninterruptedly, and I drink deep in his grace. I have been made to return to the United States, not because I have wanted to come back, but because the Maharshi has something for which he has brought me here. Arunachala Shiva is ever present in my life, wherever I am. There are two things which keep on coming to me again and again. First, that I have not been lucky in sitting at the lotus feet of Bhagavan when he was in the body. Second, that when Arunachala is ever present in my heart, where does the question arise of not seeing him in his lifetime? He may not be in the body, but he is with me all the time. This is what gives me solace, strength, and faith. And on this basis, I remain in him all the time. I am a householder, and the problem of earning a living and taking care of my family are the immediate tasks with which I am faced right now. Otherwise, I do feel I should be living at the Arunachala Shrine. But then Maharshi says that I have to carry out the work assigned to this body, and this is a great consolation that keeps me alive and kicking. Time and time again, he reminds me that he is with me all the time, provided I care to think of him. I believe that he looks after me all the time, whether I am in a position to remember him or not. Since the advent of Bhagavan in my life, I have found a new life, and there has been peace and happiness all around amidst the worldly despair and gloom. I always live on two planes, the physical and the spiritual. It is the spiritual plane that is the cornerstone of my life, and on the sheer basis of its strength I live. Bhagavan abides in everyone's heart, and I can testify to it from my personal experience that he abides in me all the time. My words are no match for the wonderful experiences that have come to me. I feel them, I realize them, and drink deep in the bliss that flows direct from Arunachala Shiva Bhagavan Sri Ramana. I cannot help writing these lines because they come to me spontaneously. For me, Bhagavan shines as brightly as the sun. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya is the mantra I chant whenever I pick up the thread of his remembrance. I must admit that it is not all the time that I do it, not because I do not want to do it, but for the simple reason that I forget to return to my real moorings. Things of the world distract my attention, and I keep sailing on the material plane until Bhagavan suddenly wakes me up from my slumber and asks me to pick up the thread I lost a little while before. For this grace, I am eternally grateful to Arunachala Ramana. Who am I to be grateful to him? It is his duty to bear my burden, and he does it for me. I am his child, and if I went astray, no one but he would be blamed. But he is the creator, preserver, and destroyer of the world, and it is only his lila which makes me feel that way. He is ever abiding in our hearts, and he is taking care of us all the time. The most wonderful thing for me, who did not have the good fortune of seeing him in his lifetime, is the experience that comes to me always. I consider myself very fortunate that the meaning of all the scriptures has been made clear to me during the short time that I have been drinking deep in his bliss. The truth is that I would not value it much if I were not made to suffer for it and then achieve it. I have to work out my destiny until I have surrendered completely to him. The obstacle that stands in my path to complete surrender is the feeling of not having surrendered myself to him. The moment I leave everything to him, it does not take even seconds for the result to materialize. Maharshi is so kind, so full of the human milk of kindness, that now and then I begin to marvel whether at all I deserve his grace. But Ramana came to earth to lift the burden from our hearts and give us peace and happiness so that we may not return to the cycle of birth and death again. I always feel that he protects and saves me. The other day, I kept on thinking of all the fortunate devotees who gathered at the lotus feet of Arunachala to participate in the munificent grace of Maharshi Ramana. Whenever I think of him, the whole panorama of the ashrama, with Bhagavan in the center, becomes vivid before me. I see the yogi of yogis walking slowly and steadily with the help of a walking stick towards the hall where many devotees have been waiting to get a glimpse of Arunachala Shiva before they return to the world of their own. Months and years have passed since Bhagavan walked on the earth, but for me, he walks here, there, and everywhere, all the time. What I am writing here is not something wonderful. I am simply unburdening myself of the noble sentiments which move me toward his lotus feet. I must admit that whenever I try to accomplish something on my own strength, I miserably fail in the endeavor. But when I resign myself to the great Lord of Arunachala, the result is there all at once. But my sanskaras do not allow me to surrender to him fully, and for that reason I have to suffer in the world. But there is no suffering or trouble for me on the spiritual plane. No doubt there have been tests, acid tests, oftener than I have bargained for, but they are worth enjoying because I know that the end result of all the tests is the cleansing of my soul. I am writing these lines on the typewriter, and before me is a photo of Bhagavan reclining on the sofa and looking benignly on me. Maharshi Ramanaputra Bhagavat is dedicating these flowers to the lotus feet of Arunachala Shiva Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi. May he not forget his son, who is lost without his father. Dated 1962, New Year's Day, New York City. Letter number 2. Bhagavan is present in my life as the life force. Not only do I feel him, but I see him. Books and letters from Bhagavan have reached me. I have been wanting to write a detailed letter to Bhagavan, but this morning the inspiration came that I should at least send a short note to the lotus feet of Bhagavan so that my troubles may be removed. I meditate on Bhagavan all the time. I try to carry on the japa, Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya, but many times the japa is forgotten. Suddenly, I remember and begin to do the japa again. Many times I feel I have completely merged in Arunachala Ramana. Last time when I wrote to Bhagavan, referring to the classic work of Swami Ramananda Saraswati's Talks with Sri Ramana Maharshi, which contains the immortal and eternal Upadesha of Bhagavan, I had a premonition that the Swami might, or had, shed his mortal frame. By the time I finished writing the letter, our beloved Swami Ramananda was no more in the physical body. It was confirmed sometime later when I happened to read the Call Divine at the home of a friend. The Technique of Mahayoga is a wonderful book. It contains the experiences of Sadhu Narayana Iyer. This small book contains all the teachings of the scriptures. It simplifies the teachings of Bhagavan in such a way that a layperson like me also shares many of the experiences described in it. Since the arrival of this book, my life has been brought very close to the lotus feet of Bhagavan. On the one hand, I seem to remain very much immersed in the heart, where Lord Ramana abides forever, and on the other, my worldly problems do not give me peace of mind. My wife, Yogamaya, is very unhappy at the loss of our son, Sadhu Prabhakar, loss of her personal belongings back in our village, and, last but not least, the uncertainty of a job for me. I am still praying that Bhagavan will give me back the teaching job so that we can continue to worship at Lord Ramana's lotus feet and at the same time have a means of livelihood. When I meditate on Bhagavan even for a minute, peace seems to overflow my heart. But this comes and goes. I have not been able to maintain it all the time. But this much is certain. Bhagavan is leading me by the hand, and I can see his presence in my life all the time. The worldly problems also overwhelm me, and I cry out to Maharshi for protection. When I begin to write to Bhagavan about Bhagavan, I feel he is present before me and is making me write all these things as a father makes his small child practice the school lessons. Troubles from the world keep on multiplying, and many times I begin to feel that the 51 years of my life have been wasted as I have not succeeded in giving a home and a secure life to my wife and our 10-year-old boy, but bliss flows to me from Bhagavan. That is the only wealth I have in this life. We almost pass our days with the minimum of food and other facilities. I sit back and begin to meditate on Bhagavan. I know that the present condition has been given to us by Bhagavan, and it is he who will bring about a change. I feel sorry that I did not have the good fortune of sitting at the lotus feet of Bhagavan, but right away the feeling comes over me that he is ever present in my heart. When I think of Bhagavan, he appears before me and sustains me in my journey to his lotus feet. I feel happy in him. This letter was intended to be a one-page note to Bhagavan, to tell him about the unhappy state of Yogamaya, my wife. I did not want to type a long letter to Bhagavan, but he has given me the inspiration to fill so many pages in this letter. in the midst of the din and bustle of a city like New York, which is the center of much power and wealth, I begin to focus on my life and my thoughts turn to Bhagavan. It is a queer feat of destiny how my life is becoming increasingly attuned to the heart, which is Arunachala Ramana. When I sit in the plenary meeting of the General Assembly of the United Nations, where my assignment takes me every day, I think of Arunachaleshwara Ramana, who has placed me there. I meditate on him, think of him, read about him, and often fall asleep while thinking of him. When I look at the 38-story building, I think of the Arunachala Hill. Sri Bhagavan is helping me eradicate my vasanas so that I may not desire later on to live in America. With ashes and kumkum on my forehead, I move amidst the world's diplomats and statesmen. All the world sees the round red mark and white ashes on my forehead and must wonder at the strange Indian that is myself. I have never been conscious that I have a red mark on my forehead. I believe that Bhagavan Ramana is on my forehead. Dated 1963, October 31st, New York City. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya.